morning, Vietnam.
Don't do fucking drugs.
What's up, everybody? Liam here with Bay Podcast, episode number 78. All right, so this is our second attempt at doing a video podcast. First one was pretty successful. We had a decent amount of viewers. I didn't get that much feedback on it, though, other than a few guys actually said that they would probably prefer to listen to it instead of watch it. But we're going to keep going with this experiment. I'm running solo today for part of it, but then we're going to try another part of the experiment with Steven in a little bit, where he's going to call in. We're going to do it over like a Zoom meeting or something like that. But other than that, let's get going here with the podcast episode. All right. So we just got back from the Gear Lockers Retro Day, which actually is Steven Polak. He ran his first event at Ground Zero Airsoft in Connecticut a couple weeks ago, October 5th, start the October fall season off with a nice airsoft game. I think he did a great job, hands down. I think the event flowed very well. I think people enjoyed the themes for each mission, where the first one was like a Vietnam theme, then they went to the Gulf War, they did the Black Hawk Down background story. So each mission for every game had a story behind it and a reason why one team needs to do something versus the other team. So he did a great job. The event did flow very smoothly. Even breaking for lunch, people got right back into it, and it seemed like the event kept people engaged, and everyone had fun, as far as I saw. You didn't see too many guys leave, which is usually a thing that happens at those fields and those type of games, where there's an attrition rate. But it looked like everyone stayed towards the end. It looks like he had his full 70 guys at the raffle at the end. So yeah, really great job, Steven. I'm glad he did it. I hope he keeps on continuing to do this. He's already talking about next year, which is cool, and obviously I'm more than happy to help. Always support the Bay community and all the guys that are involved. So if they're doing something else, I gotta step up. And I'm glad to see that a lot of the other guys that are involved with Bay did step up, like Mark Herman and Randy Diamond, Johnny Bullfrog, Will Dent. And obviously I can't forget Alex Tramp. So yeah, we had it was about a three cadre of guys on each side, three-man cadre of guys on each side, and they were also intertwined with Broken Arrow events. So it was really cool, kind of kept it in the family. And of course, like a guy who does something like that, you gotta step up and help him out. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Obviously follow his channel. He does a lot of plugs for us, so I guess I gotta do some plugs for him. So, and he's going to be on later on in this episode anyway. But yeah, Steven, great job, man. Happy to be involved. Looking forward to next year's Retro Day with the Gear Locker. All right, so we're going to keep this episode flowing because I am alone. I hate rambling on by myself. But the next thing is the Supply Run Spotlight.
Supply Run Spotlight.
And I have to give Daniel Hull credit because he showed this to me months ago, before the big event, and it was the Camp Snap 8, which is a Camp Snap. They basically make cheap digital cameras. That's the best way to describe it. And they're not cheap as in they're made cheap, but they're inexpensive. And they made one that was like a disposable digital camera, which is really cool. I have it. Does the job. It's exactly what you expect of it. It was under $100. I think it was close to $60 or $70, but they went and made a Super 8, and this thing is awesome. And I think you can kind of see it behind me. I'll pull it up here. I'm not gonna spill my soda like Ferrucci last week. All right, so yeah, the Super 8 here. This camera, really cool. Has a lot of features on it that makes it very interesting. The coolest thing to me on it, though, is it has these meters, which would have been like IPO and all that kind of stuff on the original Super 8s. But it shows the battery, and on here, on this side here, it actually shows the memory that you have on that card. There are a lot of features, the on button here, then it has, the aspect ratio settings, and then it has other effect settings, like you can make it look vintage. You could add the grain, like it would be on a Super 8 film stock. And obviously you get zoom settings here. But the thing actually is really cool for the job, and when you're taking footage at the event, instead of whipping your cell phone out, you can just whip this out and you look somewhat period doing it. I've yet to bring it to an event. It actually was on pre-order. It came in after Green Lightning, so I'll have this for next year's events, probably starting at Bay Condo, since that's the first event of the season in 2026. But it's really cool. I'm going to show some footage as I'm talking right now, and I'll take it off the hooch, but really cool item. It's only $150, which you think that's a lot, but you know, you compare it to other cameras where they're going for $1,000. Real Super 8, I mean, forget it. Like, just to process the film, like 30 seconds of film is up in the hundreds alone. So really cool alternative. It looks period. Just like my, I had an Olympus camera that was a digital camera that I bring around. It looks exactly like my Nikons and my Olympuses from the 60s. So this is like a good stopgap where instead of bringing out my Nikon 320Z, which I am still going to, but I can have this out and it looks somewhat appropriate for the setting of the 1960s in Vietnam. So definitely can't check it out. It's Camp Snap. The camera's called the Camp Snap 8. It's $150. It's on pre-order right now, but it came pretty fast. It came within a few months. I pre-ordered it before the big event. If not, I think at the event. Actually, I think I pre-ordered it at Green Lightning, and it came in September. So it did come pretty fast. Definitely prefer to go with this than, you know, my cell phone. So I'll give you guys a sample of the footage, but really cool. You just got to pull this little trigger here, look through, and it's just like a Super 8. I have a few Super 8s at real ones. So this is very comparable. Yeah, it's made of plastic. It's pretty much all plastic, but it's still pretty heavy duty and should be tough. I definitely wouldn't bring this, maybe I wouldn't pack this in my ruck, but on base and stuff like that for the base life, capturing base life footage, for sure. Thanks to Camp Snap for that. Now let's have a call in with Steven.
All right, guys, happy to jump on here. I'm coming in with the Stirring the Pot segment.
It's time for Stirring the Pot.
Which we kind of have a topical thing as of late, because one of the questions and some of the things that we've been getting in like the Discord and all the social media is, why do we even do all of the social media? Like, you look at all these reenactment groups and they're just a group of guys who go off into the woods with their blank fire guns and they blast out bushes, and we kind of do things a little bit more socially. We have a big kind of presence online. So why do we even do that? That's we've been getting some pokers on that lately. So Liam, I don't know if you wanted to kind of head that part off, or if you wanted me to jump right into the ranting.
You can rant, but let me say one thing first.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to simplify it from the get-go, from a business point of view, marketing. That's it. Like, look at it like that. It's content we put out there. Put your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's simplifying it. But I know you had some points when we discussed this earlier that I think if you want to touch on, go right ahead.
Yeah. It's not going to be too bad this time. But as I kind of hinted towards in my intro, I feel like a lot of the idea of what a reenacting group is kind of overgeneralized. And I don't even think of Bay as a reenacting group in general, because truthfully, we're really not. We're a group of guys who, yeah, we all do reenacting together, but that's not what we're a group of guys for. We're a group of guys in an event promoter, an event company that, I don't even think of it as a company. I think of it as a huge, broad community. And I feel like a lot of people aren't understanding that part. They get the idea that what we're doing is we're just, oh yeah, we're running this thing and, you know, we're getting together with guys and like, yeah, sure. But we're also welcoming people who have literally never even held an airsoft gun prior to them receiving it a month before, or guys who rucked in their backyard or tented out for a weekend but have never actually done a full event. Like, we're getting guys that are brand spanking new to that also, like Liam and I have only talked to in online interactions for a few months, you know? Like, there's so many fresh faces, and there's such a diversity of people in the Bay community that we can't just be like a group of guys who goes out for a weekend. We got to be a broad
once sense. A year,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah exactly.
It's not a once a year thing, and like, mm-hmm. we talk about that all the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. We're doing something, working on something together, either separately with our little group or all together all year round. It's not, it's a nonstop thing. It's, and it's, I really like to say, and I've said it before for years, which is another testament. We've been doing this podcast for like almost 10 years at this point, but it's like a group, it really is a group of friends.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
No, you're very valid in that. I was kind of getting off the rails there, but it's no hate to either end of the community. The guys who do the just the weekend airsoft in a Vietnam adjacent
Oh.
loadout, to the guys who do only blank fire in the woods once or twice a weekend, or the guys who just stand behind a desk at a Living History kind of meetup or gathering. It's all of these are different facets of the hobby. And I think a lot of people tend to think that their version of the hobby is the only right way to go. When we as Bay, we do all of this social stuff, we do all this advertising because we want to be welcoming to every single one of those people. So
And
any hate that you get online is very like focused on their own interpretation.
of course, and the irony is, though, Stephen, other than holding blank fire events, which we don't do, but most of us go to blank fire events. We all go to the blank fire events, but we do all those things as Bay, other than the blank fire. But think about it, we've done living history, displays. We do the airsoft events. We do modern airsoft events. We do the one day come as anything you want Vietnam events too. Like we do all of that, all encompassing, I mean, it's funny, even saying blank fire, when we did the that immersive truck ride, we were using blanks. If you really think about it. So yeah.
It's I don't know. I feel like everyone who has an opinion on Bay but has never been is not understanding what the broad Bay community is about. And the reason that we do the social media and the podcast and the YouTube and the Instagram, and I'm sounding like a boomer here, the YouTubes, it's like it's for a broader sense. And I hope that if you do end up being able to come to an event, or if you make the effort to at least like meet us in person, it's a very different vibe than,
Right.
we're reenactors and we're the only ones doing it right. It's not that kind of competitiveness.
Yeah, like in I've seen like people like say we claim to be the most hardcore group and all this stuff. And it's like we never really claimed to be that. We just claimed that we go hard. Like we try to go as, and obviously from my point of view, from your point of view, Steve, like we have a limit that we push it to that limit of like the weakest guy at our event that we go, all right, can we do this? Can we go that hard? Yeah, it's like yeah. Usually the answer is yes to that question, but like the event's not for everybody. But we kind of try to make it as much as we can for everybody, and that's what. Now I'm kind of going on a tangent here to myself, but the guys who always have something to say have never they've never gone to one event. They've never experienced what we do. They don't even really even buy into what we're doing online and. The even the Discord channel, they come on, they say something slick, and it's like you have no basis other than maybe hearing other people talk trash on some other cesspool Discord channel.
Right. And like the thing is, we're not for everybody, which I get. There's
Of
people
course.
who want to have a group of 15 guys have their couple of squads and they want to have literally like one-to-one, and that's fine. That's cool. We enjoy that stuff too, but it's not that kind of vibe. So, I think people just have to understand that. So,
Yeah.
rant over. I want to get to positive stuff.
So yeah, we stirred the pot enough, but that was a good stirring the pot. It's something that comes up pretty often to us, and it's always people who've never gone to our events.
And we
So
want them there. That's the thing. We want them to
that's
be
the
there
thing.
if
Yeah.
they want to.
Yeah, but it's almost like, all right, prove, let's prove you wrong by doing what we've been doing. Like buy into it, and we've had doubters come to our events, and they were like, oh no, this is different. So yeah, let's move on to something a little more positive, and that is questions from our viewers and listeners. So questions from the community. And the question is Bay planning any other events other than Vietnam? And the quick answer is yes. We're planning modern events for the spring and maybe even after the summer in the winter for 2026. I was really trying to get something going for this winter. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I see.
Oh my God. It was when I was laughing. I have a little tickle now. Oh, so I'll pick it up from where modern events that we're probably not going to do this year. Okay. Yeah, I was planning a modern event for this year, but I don't think it's going to happen. I was actually talking to Herman and Johnny Bullfrog after the retro day. We're brainstorming some ideas, but I may try, and I think that's going to be more of a spring 2026 type of event. We just got to find the right venue. So
Which is
yes,
still
we're
the
doing
upcoming
modern
season.
events, which is yeah. It's honestly, we'll probably get the Bay guys together outside, which is good. And I think that we kind of missed that this year where when we didn't do anything. Like usually you get guys like Wiki and Strasburger to come out and Mueller if it's close enough where we have a kind of a reunion, like getting the band back together kind of thing for the season, even if it's a modern event. Steven's been, I mean, this is, we've been talking about this next topic for a while, and that's doing an 80s era event. The funny thing is most of the Bay community has either gone to Southern Front Events, Red Divide, or they just have the kit ready to go. So it makes sense for us to do something like this. The interest is there, especially up in our region, the Northeast. So we probably will do something, but again, it comes down to the venue. I know, Stephen, you want to touch on like what we're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know Lima already talked about the retro day event that I ran, and that was a ton of fun. One of the parts of the day, the end of the day, that was, I think, the highlight for a lot of people was the invasion of Panama. And I know that other event promoters, especially in the 80s sphere, tend to go for like a mid-80s. So you have most availability of kit, you have the most options, you can get a lot of things, but Bay really tends to hone in on a certain like combat scenario or an operation. And I think that's what we do best. So Liam and I were passing back the idea, and it's always subject to change, but I think the invasion of Panama would be a really fun event. There's so many different facets, so many things that happen. We probably wouldn't do like the Modelo prison raid with a Delta Force group, but we'd get on some of the
No.
75th Ranger stuff. We'd attack airfield, like all of that kind of stuff that is specific to an operation, but in a more free-flowing format, like how Bay has been doing successfully for almost a decade now. I think that would be really cool, and it gives us a lot of opportunity to, try out new kits and invite more of a different community, because there's a lot of the 80s guys in the Connecticut region who also come to Bay events, but there's even more in the New England region who, haven't experienced us yet, and I think that that could be a good opportunity to get best of both worlds. Also, I just
Yeah,
think
I'm
it's still
for
cool.
it. Yeah, for sure. And that's the key is I think getting the Vietnam community that we have, which is pretty strong, to like kind of switch over. Even if we get half of those guys and then we pull in some other new blood, that's still a decent amount of people that we potentially pull into and buy into what Bay's doing. And that's always like a side mission of ours, right? That's always like trying to build that community, kind of like, referencing back to the conversation we just had. Yeah, we're trying to get people broaden their horizons a little bit. So why not? Why not? We've done the World War II, hoping that we would get more Vietnamese since a lot of the gear and the weapons were interchangeable. It was somewhat successful, but I think now trying maybe something new with the 80s stuff. Yeah, may find expand to another avenue where maybe we can get more people for Vietnam ultimately.
Yeah. I mean, or even if, it turns into its own fall series or whenever it happens, where it doesn't have to be the scale of the full week, but just another opportunity. 'Cause I mean, it's cool. And I think we can get a lot of guys. There's a lot of availability of the kit. Even like if we did Panama, the Panamanian Defense Force and those guys, the equipment is very easy. A lot of it was like US hand-me-downs and Soviet stuff, and it's
Was a
very
lot of,
straightforward.
yeah, it was M56 I saw, right? Some of the
There
gear
was some
was just M56.
M56 in there. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, because even, yeah, because then even like GI guys who go to Vietnam could just be like, I just want to be a Panamanian. And you'd be the Op 4 side, or the non-American side, I guess is the best way to say it.
Yeah, we have
So,
to figure out a lot of the schematics, but I will say we already do have Manuel Noriega Impressionist in our ranks, so we'll get there.
yeah. All right. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that. That's something that we'll probably, once we get the venue, I think that's the hardest part. Like Steve and I can write a whole entire event, but until we know the venue, then yeah, we don't really have a right to start advertising anything just yet.
Yeah.
All right, so the next topic is what Bay's been working on, and we've been really focusing on the communist forces. And I say communist forces because it's something how we kind of changed the nomenclature of the North Vietnamese side. We used to call them the PAVN, we used to call them the MVA, but we kind of switched to calling them the communist forces because it's supposed to encompass the PAVN forces and the NLF forces, or also known as the NVA and the Viet Cong, depending on what side you're on, you know, what side you're fighting for. So it's something that Stephen, myself, Mark Herman, and Johnny Bullfrog, and Zach Boylan have been working on. We've been working on new guides that I know Stephen wants to touch on. We've been doing some R&D with uniforms, you know, putting ourselves out there and buying uniforms to see what's the best one. We kind of, we might have struck gold with a winner. And
possibly,
we'll talk about, yeah, we'll talk about that in a future podcast. I have the uniform. We got them, I think, a week or two ago. We haven't field tested them yet, but they look pretty good. And we'll probably talk about them in the supply run spotlight at the Come Correct Miss episode. So in a month or two, we'll talk about that. But Steven, you want to give a little insight on what we're doing?
Yeah,
the,
sure.
Of the North of been working on?
All of our communist buddies up there. Yeah. It's really exciting because I remember for my first event, the it was Oregon Trail. The NVA and the VC contingency was massive. Not necessarily the most period correct for some of the kits and everything. It was kind of a do the best you can. But obviously, with this new wave of PAVN leadership and everything, we've been running just standard PAVN tan uniforms for years since then. And just last year, we opened up the opportunity for green uniforms. Nobody took us up on that, but it is still an option and will continue being an option for correctness sake, of course. And that's why we're experimenting with different uniform types. But what's really exciting is we found that a lot of the engagements that the 173rd took part in were against NLF forces or the Viet Cong forces. Not all
probably
of them.
75%. Yeah, probably 75% of their operations were against the NLF.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a huge like opportunity because truthfully, like the NLF kits are so much easier than the Viet Cong, or not the Viet Cong, the NVA kits. And even those are not that hard. So the barrier to entry is way lower while still keeping it very period correct. So I huge props to Johnny Bullfrog and Mark Herman. They have been doing hours and hours and hours of research and deliberating between reference photos, coming up with albums year by year with different units and everything, all for the NLF kits. And they've given us a lot of information. We're working on a dedicated kit list for it. So you can kind of keep
and
your
that's
eyes
what I-
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say that's what I like about this whole project is that though the NLF is very makeshift, we're still making a standardized impression guide for the event.
Right.
So it's not just like show up with some crazy shit. It's still like, no, this is your window of what you can. You can't go outside of it. You can't. This is what's approved. You know, it's not like some crazy stuff like show up dressed like Ho Chi Minh and think you're going to be okay.
Exactly. Yeah, it's what we kind of do with a lot of the impression guides is to make it easy for newcomers. We get the average of what's correct, you know? So you're going to find little nuances here and there, but you know, a homemade grenade pouch is totally okay as long as it's using period ideas and materials. So that's something that's on the horizon. I'm really excited for that. And just kind of keep your eyes peeled for it because it is coming. It will be implemented into next year's events. And maybe even ticket sales as soon as they go live this fall or winter, whenever it is.
Oh yeah, big time, yeah. I know we touched on weapons a little bit, so we're gonna open up to a few weapons. I know Mark had a list of weapons he didn't want that have been accepted in the past. So some people probably need to pay attention if they if they're planning to come back.
Right.
So that's something to be mindful of too. All right, Steve. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully get you in person in the future.
Thanks for having me. I'll take the drive when I can. And thanks for everyone, especially base staff, who helped out with Retro Day. Like, you guys made that run smoothly. I appreciate y'all.
All right, guys. Well, I'm not leaving.
I'm leaving. See ya.
All right. Thanks, Steven. Let's get back into what we have going on with Broken Hour Events. Right now, we have the Spooky Season Sale. It started October 1st. It's going until October 31st. And basically, anything that's spooky is on sale 13% off, as low as $13. So we have sweatshirts, hats, mugs, glassware, sweatshirts. Did I say sweatshirts already? T-shirts. We have a whole bunch of stuff going on. So check it out. It's on brokenhourevents.com. It's the main banner of the page. So yeah, that's going on until the end of October. Also on sale is our brand new calendar. It's baseball themed since we had all that great coverage from Joe Sabia's pictures of the baseball game at Green Lightning. So we went ahead and made baseball cards. We talked about that the last podcast. The calendar is ready to go. I should be getting my calendar today, actually. So that's on sale for a few dollars off before we do the main launch in November. So speaking of sales, speaking of promos, the Powerbase sweepstakes is live. It's live super early compared to last year and the year before. We usually did it the same time that the big events went on sale. Right now, you buy anything spooky or the calendar, you're getting double the entries for the Powerbase sweepstakes. And what is the big prize for the Powerbase sweepstakes, you ask? Hang on 1 second. It's a classic Army M16 A1. I'm going to take it out of the box in a second. But yeah, we decided to... We've been changing up every year. I think the first year was the EMG. Last year was the Tokyo Marui. This year is going to be the classic Army. We saw it on sale and we're like, you know what? It's always been a solid option for our hobby. I want to say since I started, it was one of the sought out after rifles, that and the GMP. So definitely went with the Tokyo, oh my God, with the classic Army. All right, so yeah, this is a pretty solid rifle. Already comes with a birdcage, which is cool. We may want to switch it out for a steel one. Comes with a mag, high cap mag, a few other parts, BB loader, cleaner. But yeah, it's a nice solid rifle. And that's the grand prize for the Powerbase sweepstakes for 2026. Now I'm going to cut to Life Hacks with Joe Sabia.
It's Joe Sabia and Lifer Hacks.
Thank you, and welcome back to Lifer Hacks, a series dedicated to improving the well-being and authenticity of the reenactors that attend Broken Arrow events, thus raising the bar for the event itself. Lesson 2 of Lifer Hacks, Tips and Tricks for the Trails, the many uses of medicated powder, or foot powder, body powder, ball powder. No matter what you call it, just bring it. You don't need to waste space in your footlocker or ruck by bringing the industrial size. In fact, 2 or 3 travel-sized bottles is preferred. One stays in your footlocker and the other in your ruck. That way, you'll always have some on hand along with an extra for a buddy that forgot theirs. Medicated powder, sometimes referred to as zinc powder after its active ingredient, is also good for a light dusting on your undercarriage. A little sprinkle on your thighs before patrol will help keep your pants from sticking to the sweat and hopefully keep your crotch from blowing out. Colds, molds, sore assholes, zits, shits, saggy tits, dries your feet and your balls, zinc powder cures them all. This is Sergeant Sabia signing off. Show some respect and please come correct.
Thanks, Mr. Sabia, with that lifer hack. All right, last item of the podcast for this month is Hooch the Bay Show. We've talked about it. I don't want to say we shared the trailer in the past. I'm going to share it right now. So yeah, that trailer doesn't show you much. It's really a teaser. The show is set to be in the hooch here. We're going to do a little funny episodes where it's based on interactions that we've had at events, kind of like they're exaggerated versions of ourselves, just like we've talked about in the past, I think on last month's episode of this podcast. The script is done. We're going to do a cast reading, and then principal filming should start sometime in November all the way through January. And I think we should be on time to release this starting in February, if not March. And it should be about 10 to 12 episodes of this show. And they're quick. They're anywhere from a minute to 3 minute episodes. So it's nothing crazy. You're not watching like TGIF every Friday, but we'll probably release them once a week. And there'll be some kind of a backstory. All the episodes will be somewhat linked together, but also like standalone. So it's just something that we're trying. Obviously, no one's getting paid to do this, so it's really just a passion project. All the guys that were volunteered themselves to be on the cast and crew get the vision behind it. It's supposed to be funny, it's supposed to be short, very cringe, cheesy, just like a 60s era sitcom. Like I said, just think about it being similar to like Gomer Pyle or Combat or MASH. And yeah, if you've been in the hooch, it is small, but we're gonna make it look bigger than it is. Obviously, have different scenes set up, just like my background here is a different scene than what we were looking at with Frucci and I last week. So it's, you know, we'll make it work. It's just be movie magic of the camera. So I'm really excited about it. It's something that I've been working on close to a year now at this point, just with the concept behind it. Last year was probably before the holidays last year, and we made the trailer in the winter, and I already knew that we were going to be filming this for after the big event, and just to sync everybody up. Yeah, it's going to be tough to get everyone here filming, and you got to realize, like, some guys are in some of the episodes, they don't have a speaking part, but they're like supposed to be here. So like I have to like be like, okay, this guy's here for 30 seconds of this episode, and then he has a speaking part for a minute on this episode, so I have to like kind of sync everybody up to like get them in for shooting. So instead of having everybody here at once for every time we shoot, I'm going to try to make it efficient and get everyone here. I guess it's just how, you know, it's the nature of the beast. So that's the hardest part, I think. I don't think the acting is going to be that hard, even though you're going to see how shitty we are at acting. If you've seen some of the skits before, even with Frucci and I, when we've done like the promos, yeah, we're not good, and we're not saying we are going to be good. But it's content, something different. And I like the, like I said, like I think Steve and I talked about it, we like to be more than just like an event, because it's an all encompassing community that we do, and we all have different interests, and we are a group of friends that want to do stuff like this, so why not? I mean, even down to the soundtrack of this, like Sabia brought it, you know, everyone's got their own skill set to contribute. Sabia's a music guy, he's composed an original theme song for this and the underscore, and here's some of it right now.
Stuck here in Vietnam, laying on a shitty cot. All those nights.
So yeah, like I'm playing it right now, and it sounds awesome. So it's like, why not do something like this? And you get to see more of Ferrucci's stupid face. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys watching and listening, and I'll see you in November for November. We're scheduled to release all the big events. Everything's on time. We know where we're going to be. ComDuck, which is the Mike Force event, does not have a home just yet, but we're very close to finding one. and as well as some other events, which probably won't go on sale in November. They'll probably go on sale in the winter for the spring season. Hopefully I'll have some more modern events to do, but keep your eyes peeled, keep your ears peeled. Guys, thanks for watching and listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'm forgetting everything else. I don't know. I'm probably gonna cut this part. All right. I hate talking to myself.
Let me sniffle it in. All right, is there a delay? Say something.
Check, check. 1, 2, 3. Comms check, comms check. This is
possible. All right, I got you.
Okay, cool.
There's definitely a slight delay.
Okay.
It's like when I'm watching Champions League and they call in the referee and she's like, you know, in San Diego and they're like in England. So there's like,
yeah.
They ask her a question. She's like.
Yeah.
Sneeze.
Bless you. Tried to counter it.
I'll have to cut that out. All right.
Up here. Not gonna spill my soda like Ferrucci last week, but whoop, fucked that up. Almost did spill. All right. So, yeah, the Super 8 here.